actually the middle wall of separation. It's come down, and the Jew and Gentile are one new man, and that is what Paul refers to as the glorious church in the book of Ephesians. Why? Because there's something when the Jewish anointing attaches with the Christian anointing, all in Jesus, that releases the fullness of the glory of God. It's called the glorious church because it's so pregnant, so electrifying with the power of God. And I'll tell you, I read a book called The God of Now, subtitled Pearl Will Live and Not Die. It's short. It's only 85 pages, but it is so filled with victory over disease. It will electrify. It will charge your faith to the max. I have this couple on the telephone. They paid the price. They've tested the word. They have learned how the devil operates. They have learned how to manifest that healing in this life. Yes, it's going to be fine when we get to heaven. We won't deal with the devil. We won't deal with sickness. But in this life, with an imperfect devil and an imperfect world, we deal with sickness. And it's time for God's children to walk in divine health, but even more important than that, to walk in the supernatural, to lay hands on your neighbor, see them recovered, and then lead them to the Lord. I spoke yesterday to Dale, and he carries such a powerful anointing for healing. I'm going to turn him loose a little later in the week to pray for you. But I have his wife on the phone right now. Actually, they're both on the phone. Pearl, in 1975, you had an attack that the doctor said you should have died. What happened?
Well, in 1975, I was 32 years old. I was an active mother with three children, and we had just come back from a vacation out in California, which had been a dream vacation. And the one thing we need to realize is that when things are going good, the devil is going to attack. And we need to recognize his attack. So it was about 2 o'clock on a Thursday morning, and I woke up, and I had such a pain in my heart. I said, honey, my heart, my heart. And he took me downstairs. He carried me downstairs into the parsonage, and he laid me across the couch, and he was looking for life in my being, and he could not find a pulse, and he started to say, Lord, you can't take her, God, don't take her. But he was ignorant at that time and did not know his authority. And God, in his mercy, wrote on the wall supernaturally a large area that said, if you will apply the blood over your household, the death angel shall depart.
Dale, do you really saw this before your eyes?
Yes, sir.
And had you ever seen something so supernatural like that before?
No, I haven't. That was supernatural.
That is amazing. And what did it say?
It says, if you would apply the blood over your household, the death angel shall pass over you.
Sounds good to me. What does that really mean?
It means that he has to leave. The blood is our life-giving substance, our protection.
So what did you do when you saw that on the wall?
I spoke it. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I apply that blood over Pearl's life. You, death angel, you must go in Jesus' name. Immediately she leaped in my arms, and she said.
And I said, honey, read the word. And that's what we did for the rest of the night, is we read the word and we praised God. We had no idea what had really taken place. 2 days later, it was Saturday morning, and I woke up with a pain in my leg. And Dale, being the avid trout fisherman that he was could hear the fish calling for him to come fish. So he laid hands on me, and he went fishing. Well, while he was gone for a couple of hours, it got worse. So I called a lady of the church, and she gave me the name of her doctor because we didn't have one in that area yet. And when he came home, I said, honey, you've got to take me to the hospital. I called the doctor. He said, lady, it sounds like you got a blood clot in your leg. Get up here as soon as possible. So Dale took me to the hospital. And it was confirmed that I had a blood clot in my leg, and they put me on a blood thinner and put me in the hospital, and I wasn't allowed to get out of bed or anything. And then Monday morning came, and my doctor with four other doctors and seven nurses came into the room, And my doctor sat on the edge of the bed and took my hand, and the rest stood around. And he said, young lady, you should not be here. You should be dead.
Mm.
And I said, why? He said, because you have had one-third of your kidney explode. That means that the meat particles and the blood clots had to go through your heart and brain, and it is impossible for you to be alive. And I said to him, when did this happen? He said, I don't know, but it was a very short time ago. Then I knew what had happened on Thursday night. They left, and it was about an hour later, and a young man came to my room, and he said, are you Pearl Rotz? And I said, yes. He says, I'm Merlin Roberts from the funeral home here in Ashland, and the doctor called me and told me I had to come and see a miracle because I was in his hospital when I should have been in the morgue. I led him to the Lord, and it wasn't an hour later, and his wife come, and she said, I am Sharon, and my husband told me about you, and I led her to the Lord, and we became good friends with them.
Pearl, what actually happened to your kidneys?
Well, when they took the x-rays, they found that one-third of my left kidney had exploded, ripping off that third, leaving meat particles and blood clots in that mess in my body, only it was gone. But several years later, I went to the doctor again, and they did x-rays, and they found out that my kidney had not only regrown back on, which they said was impossible to be done, but God used his signature, and it has cross stitches all the way around it, and I have two full kidneys.
Cross stitches? Who stitched it?
God. I believe that was his signature.
Huh. Well,
I did a creative miracle, and I didn't just do it good, but I left my signature on it.
You know, Mishpucha, it's wonderful that Dale and Pearl have had these wonderful physical healings. But what is even better is they are supernaturally equipped because of the experiences that they have gone through to show you how to walk in divine health, to show you how to fight when the enemy comes upon you, and to show you how to pray for the sick and see results. They're seeing so many miracles, but I have to think this was all in preparation, Pearl, for the big one, because on February 15th, 1997, what happened to you?
On February 15th, 1997, I had a brain aneurysm, which at the time that it happened, doctors said 97% die instantly. Of the 3% that are left, 95% of them will die within a very short time. And if there's anybody left after that, they're never coming out of a coma. And if for some rare reason they will come out of a coma, they will never know anybody. They will never know anything. They will be a vegetable. My children and my grandchildren were prepared that if I should ever come to, which was impossible, that I would not be their mother and grandmother as they knew me.
Dale, tell me from memory what you observed when this first happened.
When this first happened, it happened in a church, and she screamed out, my head, and my head just blew off. I was standing by her, and she went into convulsions, into a coma. But the first thing came out of my spirit was, Pearl, you will not die, but live. Declare the works of God. And the next thing I remember saying, in the name of Jesus, I applaud the blood over you, death, and you must go. I didn't realize how serious it was till she laid across that pew that we could not find. You know, she laid there as a dead woman. But I thank God for the word. And I remember as they took her to the hospital there, the ambulance finally came. And the doctor met me at the ambulance. He came out of the ambulance and he said, oh my God, she's totally paralyzed. What happened immediately that she had this brain aneurysm that exploded in the center of her brain that totally paralyzed, gave her a massive stroke. And she had no life in her from her neck down. She was totally paralyzed. And then from there, they said, we have no facility. Our facilities are too small here. We have to take her to a bigger hospital. And that's where they transported her to, the Green Bay Hospital. And I remember it was about 10 o'clock at night when we finally got down there. And this brain surgeon that met me, he talked to me and he, he said, really, there's nothing that we can do. And I said, aren't you going to operate? And he said, we'll see. And so we realized sometimes if we don't be persistent with our faith, we will agree with him. But I knew what the word said to me. And the following Sunday morning, this happened Saturday, Sunday morning, I met him a Sunday morning, and I said to him, Doc, I'm going to operate on my wife. He said, the operating rooms are all full. I believe it was a testing for me. Was I going to walk on offense? Was I going to be persistent? Was I going to walk in the love of God? And I believe faith operates through love. And so I was persistent. And the afternoon, the same message. And the evening, they finally took her in and said, we'll see what we can do. And when they operated on her, it took about 4 hours that evening. They had to cut her from ear to ear, put her scalp back, and take a 3x4 plug off top of her head. And when they went in to operate, another vessel broke.
Oh, no. I'll tell you what, we're out of time right now, Mishpacha.